It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show today. You know, in so many ways, these challenging times can be a tremendous blessing as they have the potential to bring out the very best in us. They can bring out kindness, love, compassion, kind of forgiveness. And, you know, sometimes we can focus on being tolerant and understanding, and we can maybe have some breakthroughs in our lives. So, hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and today our show is called The Courage to Thrive Through the Coronavirus. You know, I know that there's a lot of fear out in our community today. Fear is kind of rampant. It's kind of fear of the unknown, fear of losing your job, your house, your friends, maybe even a family member, God forbid. But it's, you know, it's an invisible fear, right? Because we got this invisible virus floating through the world right now. But, you know, I've done a lot of research and a lot of thinking about what the media is not talking about. And that's what I want to talk to you today on the show. So let's talk first about resiliency. Resiliency is defined as the ability to recover quickly from misfortune, able to return to the original form after being bent, compressed, or stretched out of shape. It's a human ability to recover quickly from disruptive change or misfortune without being overwhelmed or acting dysfunctional in harmful ways. And with resiliency, honestly, we become stronger. So you know, even if you're bent out of shape and what have you, we're going to come back stronger, stronger as ourselves and stronger as a nation. If we do the work that we need to do, there are things that are dysfunctional that aren't working in the world. You know, I was fortunate to be in Costco yesterday, and I walked in there and they put up these plastic sneeze shields across all the register. And I thought, that is so cool. Our world is changing. They're protecting their workers from other infections or diseases that might pass through the checkout lines. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of cool things that do change. And but listen, it's not going to change unless we change ourselves. We all like feeling good, right? But what stops us from change or from feeling good? Well, I say it's fear and worry. And fear dulls our consciousness. It erodes our peace of mind. It leads to stress and unhappiness. It saps the life out of ourselves, out of the joy of life. But listen, I've learned this. We can manage to control and eliminate worries. This is the best time ever to focus on eliminate worries in your life, quite frankly, because you've got the stressors that are bringing up worry for you. Maybe you worry about you're about losing your job or money, or maybe you're worried about what the next day is going to look like, what the next moment is going to look like. But listen, worrying is a habit, and it's just coming to the surface right now. So if you're stressed out a little bit, this is a great time to change that worry habit that you've created. So worries are kind of like rain. They keep coming. They may feel heavy, but honestly, you can start to take them a lot more lightly. You know, we so many times as society make small things into big things, and that's a major mistake for many people, especially during these times we live in. It's really important to bring into our lives our wisdom, our understanding, and our discernment, not worry, fear, and misunderstanding, right? But again, you know, if you get clear that you are creating your own misery and suffering, then you can actually change that. So how'd you like to eliminate worry permanently? Wouldn't that be cool? Well, let me tell you how I did it. I went on a worry fast. And here's what I did. I wrote down everything that I was fearful of, everything I was worried about, everything that I thought I might lose or not get or whatever. And then I decided to let the worries and fears and concerns go immediately. Now, that was a decision, right? So I made a choice to do that. And of course, decision without action, usually nothing happens too much, but we do have to make that first choice. So, you know, then I took some action. I prayed about it. I meditated on it. I visualized my mind being cauterized from these from my inner pandemic, and I did a complete cleanse of the mind. And then I decided to create a new habit. If I started worrying, I would immediately stop, take some breaths, change my focus, because I knew whatever I focus on would expand, and what I focus on, I'm going to feel. So I changed my focus, and I practiced being worry-free for just 1 hour. And then I would practice being worry-free for another hour, and then another hour. And pretty soon those hours started to back to back. Each one of those hours got better and better until I created a new habit. And, you know, silence and worries don't go together. So when we can still our minds and become peaceful and calm, you can't have any worries in your mind. So I want you to just try that. If you're one of my listeners out there and you something comes up for you today, just say, you know what? I'm choosing a new way. I'm gonna start take some deep breaths in. I'm gonna start to choose that to let go of the worry. I'm gonna focus on what's really working out there. I think that's just good advice right now. I'm not hearing anybody talk about this. So I thought, you know, we need to talk about this on this show. You know, most of the people that I come across live without scientifically trying to expand their potential. And now is a great time to do the work to expand your potential. But, you know, if you don't do that as a result of not really focusing on expanding yourself, you tend to live in uncertain, chaotic, and an uncontrolled life. But you can expand your consciousness, increase your potential, and harness the unlimited power of courage that it takes to generate success that's really uncommon to most. So my latest book, I want to just talk about it for a second because I think it was written for these times. It's called The Courage to Change Everything. And is that appropriate or what? I think this is a God thing that this book was called this, The Courage to Change Everything, because I think most of us are having to change a whole bunch of things. And what I found is when you change one thing, you can change everything, right? So this is the subtitle of this book is Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Unlock Your Inner Genius. That is exactly what we need right now. And by the way, I have been getting rave reviews from this book. I had a fellow call me up. I've known him for 30 plus years. And he says, Ken, I'm so proud that you wrote this book, that I know you. I've seen the transformations in your life. He said, this book is phenomenal. It's over the top. Well, you know, I found this, and this guy is very successful. He's a multi-gazillionaire. And I found this, no matter what level of achievement you are, if you submerge your mind in daily wisdom, courageous strategies, and time-tested wealth principles, you will redefine what's possible for you. In fact, you're going to attain your natural state of success or greatness. And honestly, that's what this book does. It drips astute wisdom on your mind and cutting-edge wealth principles every day. So it's a daily guide for you. There's got courageous quotes in there. There's got some wisdom for you to follow. It's got some specific questions to help you plan your day every day. Imagine having that in your life every day. Well, I hope you can imagine, because I think this is the book. This is the time for this book, and so many people can really benefit from it. Anyway, if you like it, you'd like to find out more about it, you can go courage2change.us, courage2change.us. All righty. Well, listen, I want to say one last thing before I close out this segment. I think the way we start a day is the way that our life will go that day. So if this is a great time to form some new habits, especially if you've got some time off, you've got some time with your family, your children. And if you don't go crazy with them, and even if you do, that's a time to go, what do I have to believe to go crazy with my family, right? It's time of transformation. So I believe this. I believe we all need to start out the day, wake up in our lives, saying to ourselves something like, I'm awake, ready, I am filled with love and gratitude. Imagine saying that every morning when you wake up, right? And then think about the things you're grateful for before you get out of bed. You know, for me, I do that every day. I also take some time to meditate, quiet my mind, and pray. You know, I determine what my day is going to look like. And then, you know, a lot of times I'm asking myself this one question. If I was courageous, what would I do today? If I was courageous, what would I do today? And then, you know, I take time through the day, just as I mentioned earlier in the segment, I take time to breathe. I take time to focus on happiness and generate that happiness for other people. Gosh, I guess if we all did that, you know what? Our lives would get better and better. Well, if that makes sense to you, I hope it does. I hope you'll take me up on some of it and practice that your day spreading a little more joy and happiness in this time where a lot of people are real challenged. Okay, I've got to take a break, but coming up in my next segment, I have Margot Schulman. And Margot is an activist, an author, a facilitator, and a love, sex, and relationship coach with over 16 years' experience. I'm going to be talking to her, her point of view, and what we can do during this coronavirus time. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is Ken D. Foster. Our show today is called The Courage to Thrive Through the Coronavirus. And before I get to my guest, I want to mention this to you. If you're enjoying the great content and insights on Voices of Courage, then I encourage you to check out a few of our affiliates, UK Health Radio, E360 TV, and Talk Radio New York City. All three networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and become the best version of yourself. You can tune into them at ukhealthradio.com, talkradio.nyc, and e360.tv. And I want to mention one other thing. If you or your company or organization is out to change the world and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, I encourage you to check out Wasabi Publicity. They are the perfect fit for the entrepreneur, author, speaker, trainer that really wants to get the PR they need to get their message out in the world. They've been recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for their innovative business practices, and I encourage you to check them out at wasabipublicity.com. Again, wasabipublicity.com, and the CEO over there is Drew Gerber. What a guy he is. If you get... you're blessed to talk with him, which you probably will if you go over there. He's going to get you set up for what you need to do. All righty. Today, we are talking to Margot Schulman, and she is an activist, an author, a facilitator of love, sex, and relationship. And she has been known as the love activist, and she's the founder of Choose Love Movement. Margot is the author of Choose Love, A Simple Path to a Healthy, Joyful Relationship. Margot, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be here.
How'd you get started in the love business?
How'd I get started in the love business? Well, like so many of us, I found myself at a certain point in life unhappy in my relationships myself. I remember the moment where I was sitting on the couch in my couples therapist office, and I realized that my marriage was over. And from that point on, I started doing regular personal counseling. And what I realized was, as I uncovered all of the childhood stuff that had gotten me to the point where I was in my marriage, I realized that not just my marriage, but many of the relationships in my life were filled with tension, stress, pain, discomfort. And I got a lot out of the therapy. I got to understand really clearly where all of those patterns came from. But then I was left with, okay, how do I actually change them? How do I start making different choices in my life? And I wasn't getting those tools in therapy. And so I set out to find them, started reading tons of books on relationships, became a certified sex, love, and relationship coach, and then started coaching other people on the tools that I had learned that had worked in my own life and seeing their results, continuing to learn always from my clients, from my friends, from my own journey, and just putting everything I learned back out into the world to help other people.
That's awesome. That's great. Well, listen, I think a lot of people right now during this coronavirus challenge that the country's having right now can really bring some more love into their lives. What do you recommend?
Oh, that's a big question. You know, so much of what you were talking about in the first segment resonated with me. You know, you talked about fear and how in a moment you can ask yourself, what would I do if I was courageous, right? What would be the courageous choice? I do a very similar thing myself, and I coach clients to do that by saying, what is the loving choice right now? Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is love with a capital L. So love for yourself, love for the other person that you are in a dynamic with in that moment. And then the greater love, you know, love for all humanity, love for the planet. What is the more loving choice? How can I be in love right now? And I think, you know, again, many of us are in different situations. You know, I know for me, I'm home with my two young kids. Mm-hmm. I have clients who are stuck at home alone, which is very different. My parents are home, you know, just the two of them. So we're all in sort of different specifics. But what we can all do is, again, as you said in your earlier segment, we can choose to look for love. We can choose to look for forgiveness in a moment. We can choose to look for compassion to the other person. You know, we're all going through this really crazy time right now. And to recognize that we all go through it with different reactions, with different emotions. We're cycling through in different ways. And to be able to hold space for your loved ones to have whatever reaction they're having.
That's good. I know that sometimes that's really hard to do, is hold space for a loved one when they're frustrated, they're angry, they're upset about something, and now you're the one they might even be attacking. So how do we get past that when somebody comes at us like that?
Yeah, good question. Well, there is that beautiful sacred pause that is so useful in so many situations, right? So like you said, if you're in that moment and someone is yelling at you or letting their frustration out at you, it's our responsibility to take a moment and recognize, okay, this is not working for me. What can I do? You know, and then you can say, you know, you have to have your strategies in place. You can say, you need to go take a few minutes by yourself. Go outside, you know, go in the other room, give yourself a pause, and then be able to come back and have when both people are calmed down and look at the problem from, you know, again, something I often talk to people about is to look at the problem as so it's the two of you are on a team against the problem, right? It's not, say it's you and your wife. It's not you against your wife. It's you and your wife against whatever the issue is that's causing a problem. And to come back to that recognition that we're in this together, we're a team, we can solve it together.
You know, that's really good advice. I really like that. I know you got a book out too. I want to get that in the first segment. And we're going to have you back on the second segment too. But the book is called Choose Love, A Simple Path to Healing Joyful Relationships. And how do people get that book, Margo?
So the book is available on Amazon.com.
Oh, yeah, hold that up. I want to see that.
Okay.
Let me see it again. Okay, hold it up for a minute so people can see it. Okay. Great. All right.
Yeah, so Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And I know, again, right now, Amazon is doing limited deliveries. So people can always get in touch with me and I can send out a signed copy, which I love to do also. And it's an ebook, so you could, I think Amazon is still doing that. You can always get it that way.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, listen, when I come back from the next segment, what I want to do is I want to talk to you about resiliency, because I think people right now, you know, they're going through a lot. They're, you know, some of them have lost their jobs. They've lost their income. There's some big challenges. And I think if we talk about this really on some of the ways we can change our mind and some specific habits we might change, I think life can get better for a lot of people. So I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. Go to WasabiPublicity.com. That's WasabiPublicity.com. Schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. This is Ken D. Foster, your host today. The courage to thrive through the coronavirus is our topic today. And before I get back to our guest, I want to give a shout out to a group here that's in the San Diego area, but they're all over the world, by the way. So their name is called Women's Wisdom. And if you're one entrepreneur, pay attention. This organization has been helping women to grow their businesses and grow their lives since 1991. This month, their program is focused on helping women business owners pivot and take their business online. So you can register at the event at womenswisdom.net. Again, womenswisdom.net. Again, if you're a women business owner and you want to pivot and take your business online, they've brought in a couple of the top speakers in the nation that are going to help you to do that. And by the way, I guess you get to sit down with lunch for them. They're doing it on, let's see, I think it's April 9th between 11 and 1. So you get your lunch, sit down, listen to some amazing speakers and get some ideas to grow your business. Also, I want to truly thank those of you that have been tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends and your family know. We've been getting great feedback on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. So thank you for your feedback. By the way, all the replays are available at voicesofcourage.us, voicesofcourage.us. And if you want to play us while you're driving around somewhere or you're in your office, just tell Siri, Alexa, or Cortana to play Voices of Courage podcast, and it will come right up. Already back to our show. My guest in studio right now is Margot, and she has a book out that is called Choose Love, A Simple Path to Healthy, Joyful Relationships. Margot, let's talk about resiliency. How can people, you know, they're going through a lot, man. This thing is stretching everybody. How do they become more resilient?
Yeah, so great question. I think there's a lot of steps to that answer. I think the first step is to be gentle with yourself, to hold space for yourself, to recognize this is an unprecedented, very scary, topsy-turvy time. So it never helps to start beating yourself up, right? Whatever you're doing, give yourself a break, recognize, okay, I'm going to do the best I can for my work, for my family, and that's as good as I can do. That's, and yeah.
Yeah, good. I like that. Go.
Another step I see as incredibly important is to look at this time as how can I build my self-trust, my self-acceptance, and my courage. So we all know stories of people who've survived terrible situations, right? I remember I was in New York after 9/11, and the whole city felt different. You know, we all felt like we were in it together because we had survived this scary tragedy. So to think of this time as an opportunity to strengthen that relationship with yourself and with the people closest to you. So again, I would never say to pretend this is not a scary time. This is a scary time, but you can choose how you respond. You can choose, am I going to live in fear? Am I going to shut down and push away from my connections and numb myself? Yeah. Or am I going to do the best I can to take this as an opportunity? And that part is still in our control. You know, again, there's so much that's out of control right now, but that's something that we can control. And so that will feel really good also.
Well, that does feel really good, because I think, you know, a lot of people are trying to control their lives by going out and buying toilet paper. And, you know, gosh, I'll have security. I got my toilet paper. I've got, you know, enough food now for 6 months. That's not real control. That's really you kind of just going out there and hoarding what you think you need so that you will feel a sense of safety or security. But the truth is, control is an inside job, as Margot's talking about. And what we need to do is we need to go in and, you know, if we're feeling fear, if we're feeling worried and disheartened, we need to stop for a moment, like we've both been saying, breathe, take some time to go within yourself and realize that this too shall pass. This too shall pass, right? So, you know, I think self-love right now in this time of chaos and uncertainty is probably one of the greatest tools that anybody can give, not tools, the greatest gift that anybody can give themselves. Margot, how does a person get to self-love?
Yeah, so Ken, I love what you just said. And one of my favorite practices to share with people is addresses that specific thing. So you talked about, you know, to take time, to take a breath, to go inside. So one thing that I love recommending is, and we could even do it right now if we have a second. So
we do.
Okay, great. So you can close your eyes for a second, take a breath.
Now, don't do this if you're driving, because a lot of people are driving right now. Okay. So go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, do it with your eyes open if you're driving. And let yourself remember a specific time in your life in which you felt completely safe and at ease, and maybe even loved, if that feels good. If the loving part feels complicated, then just go with a time where you felt totally safe. For a lot of people, that's a moment in nature or a moment connected to God. It could be a time where you were being hugged by one of your best friends or your children. Let yourself just be in that memory. And then start to notice what you're feeling in your body when you're in that memory. And you can even say this out loud, which helps to keep your mind focused on what you're doing. So, you know, for me, I often, when I do this exercise, I feel my kids hugging me, and I feel a warmth in my chest. I feel a smile on my face. I feel like a softness around my arms where their arms are. And you can do this for a minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And that's the basic practice. What you can then start to play with is you go from that memory, then you start keeping your eyes closed, you start letting in a little bit of anxiety from the day. Notice how that feels in your body. And then bring yourself back and forth. Bring back the memory of the love and the safety. And you start to recognize that you have that control, that you can bring up that feeling of safety at any time in that you want.
That's awesome. Yeah, I really appreciate that. That's good. That gives a specific technique to the audience so that they can practice this. Margot, how do people get a hold of you?
So yes, my website is chooseloverevolution.com. And right now I have two meditations, including that one I just talked about,
right,
that are there for free. chooseloverevolution.com/free-meditations.
chooseloverevolution.com/free-meditation. Is that what I heard?
Correct. Free meditations.
Okay, great. And also, yeah, the book is called Choose Love, A simple path to healthy, joyful relationships. And where can they get that one more time?
You can get it on barnesandnoble.com, Amazon, or you can email me directly and I'll send you a signed copy.
That's awesome. All right. Well, Margo, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. I look forward to working with you more and connecting with you more. So have a blessed day. And thank you so much for sharing your gifts. All right.
Thank you so much. It was delightful.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break. And when I come back, I've got my second guest. And he's educated and trained a structural engineer. But there's a whole bunch more to him. His name is Sam Hunter. We will be right back. We're going to be talking about how we can take a deeper dive into our spiritual calling through this coronavirus. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. Are you an author or would-be author? If so, a few of my New York Times best-selling author friends, some of my book marketing strategist friends, and I are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestseller status. And get this, no cost to you. You're going to learn from the experts that I use, their formulas, and their simple steps to make your book a bestseller. So find out how to do this at couragetochange.us/invite, couragetochange.us/invite. There are, I think we have 12 master teachers in the class right now. You're going to learn things you never knew about book marketing. I can tell you that because I've been marketing books for the last 15 years, and I've learned a whole bunch from the experts that I brought on. Hope you'll join us at couragetochange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. And I want to let you know the show today is being called The Courage to Thrive Through Coronavirus. We're talking about specific techniques that you can use and strategies and tools, whether it be prayer, meditation, or specific exercises you can do to stay calm, stay at peace, and use this time to really take your life to a completely new level. So I just want to give a quick shout out to our affiliate in the United Kingdom. They are called UK Health Radio. And right now they have coronavirus information page up. So it contains daily updates with information for the health professionals and the public on the latest information on coronavirus and the travel information around the world. This page can be accessed simply by going to ukhealthradio.com, again, ukhealthradio.com, and clicking on the coronavirus floating banner that's at the top of the homepage. So I hope you'll check that out. Alrighty, my guest in studio right now is, his name is Sam Hunter. And as I mentioned earlier, he is educated and trained as a structural engineer. He spent 20 years of his professional life in real estate and construction, and he started Hunter & Associates in 1987 as a real estate development company and developed subdivisions in Greenville area for several years before turning his company's focus to construction and residential reservations. But get this, at 38, he had a spiritual experience, and he found the light of God, the light of Jesus, turning on him, and he was born again. And as a direct result of that, his whole life and everything he did completely changed. Sam, welcome to the show. It's really great to have you.
Thank you, Ken. It's so good to be with you.
Wow. So everything changed for you at 38. Tell me what happened.
You know, I was raised in the South, and everybody in the South, predominantly everybody in the South, is raised going to church. I had great parents, and I went to the First Presbyterian Church in my hometown. I memorized the catechisms, both of them. I learned all the stories, but it really didn't mean much to me. And at 30, once I got to college, I said, okay, I've had enough of that. No more church or any of that stuff for me. But I hit 38, I went through a divorce, and I realized, as so many people do, there's got to be more to life than just making money. There's got to be more to life than just showing up at church on Sunday. There's got to be more to life than what I'm experiencing. And I started reading Mere Christianity, and in the midst of it, C.S. Lewis makes this point that so many people have seen, where he said, you know, Jesus was either who he said he was, Son of God, or he was a liar, or he was a lunatic. And in that moment, a light came on inside of me, Ken, that I realized, and I missed that. And from that point forward, my life started to shift.
That's great. Well, you know, a lot of people right now, Sam, they're going through a lot of turmoil. There's uncertainty. Yes. There's chaos. They're worried. They're fearful. They've lost their jobs, their source of income, some of them. Some of them are unfortunately losing some of their loved ones, or they can't even see their loved ones. You know, from your point of view, how do we get through this?
You know, I think we all are going to have to respond individually to it. Wouldn't you agree with that? I mean, we have a country. We respond as a country. We respond as a neighborhood. But really, it comes back to the individual response. And what I am trying to do during this, what I call forced coronavirus slowdown, is take a look at the things in my life that are not really feeding my soul. And we are all to some degree distracted. We're all to some degree too busy. And we fill our days up with activities that fill our days up, but they don't fill our soul up. So I'm taking a look at things and saying, you know, is that necessary? Is that, now that I cannot do it, do I realize I don't really even want to do it? I don't need to do that anymore. That's just getting in the way. So I would encourage our audience to just take this time to say, I got a lot of stuff going on in my life that suddenly I cannot do. Perhaps I didn't need to be doing it in the first place.
Yeah.
Something we learned over the years, Ken, is that when you say yes to something, that means you're going to have to say no to something else. Now, that is a really profound statement. Very simple, but very straightforward. If you say yes to a committee, to an activity, to whatever it is, somewhere along the line, you got to say no to something else. And so we start missing what's most important. So as we try to work our way through this uncertainty and this very, very fearful time, I'm looking inside with introspection saying, okay, maybe I should be slowing some things down that I am now being forced to slow down.
Well, I like that a lot. I think that some of the heaviness that we people are carrying, they're afraid they're going to lose X, Y, Z, might lose their house, lose their possessions. And you know, I think that for myself, when I look around, I think to myself, you know, I can practice being unattached to this. If I have it, it's great. It's a gift. It's a gift from God. If I don't, then that's okay. There's going to be something else that comes in my life. And I think that that's a healthy attitude for us to have, because I think the opposite of that is a lot is worry and fear and concern that we're going to lose something, not get what we want or lose what we have. And if we're walking through life right now like that, that's creating stress. And of course, you know, this stress, you know, yes, releases hormones into the body that are not healthy for us. And, you know, and they can lower our immune system. So what say you about that?
Well, stress kills. I know that during a particularly stressful time in my life years ago, I got strep throat 7 times in a row. Wow. And looking back on it, it was because my body, I was so stressed with work and a divorce that my body just didn't have it to fight back. And it kept coming back. So I'm well acquainted with what stress will do. You know, I know we'll talk about the book in a moment, The Missing Link, but in one of the chapters we talk about, do you react in fear or respond in faith? Do you react in fear? And that typically means overreact with emotions and worry and stress, or do you respond in faith? And you know, what you mentioned, Ken, is just a moment ago, which is so true. As a matter of fact, I would call it a fact. It's so true. That God will bring good out of any situation. He will bring good. It may not be the good you think will be good in the long run, but you will look back and say, you know, he really did bring good out of that. And some of the things that over the years I have had to let go of or were taken from me, and at the time was very painful, and I wouldn't minimize the fear and the anxiety over that. And yet when I looked back, I was thanking God for actually letting that go, because I could see he really brought better things into my life. So if we could get our friends to listen to that small, quiet voice inside saying, you know, I got better things for you. And if this does go away, you'll thank me for it later. Not easy to say now, but I've seen it over and over in my life.
Well, okay. I do want to take a deep dive into the missing link on the book of, you know, what you wrote. And we'll do that in the next segment. But I really like what you're saying. I think that, you know, if you know, this is a time, isn't it, of deepening our faith, yes, deepening our inner trust in, you know, it's deepening our faith and trust in God, but it's also deepening our inner faith even in ourselves. And I like what you said, that still silent voice. So maybe I got about a minute left in this segment. How do we access that still small voice, and how do we even hear it? How do we know it's real?
Well, the first thing we have to do is slow down. And, you know, when you read Psalm 23, he leads me beside still waters. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Mm-hmm. Because our Heavenly Father, because God loves you, right, if you, he'll lead you to still waters. But if you refuse to slow down and listen to that voice, because you will not hear it rushing around all day long. We know that. You will not hear it if you fill your life with activities and noise and all electronics and Facebook and all those things. But if you slow down and you lie down, he'll lay you down in green pastures. And sometimes he'll make you lay down because you refuse to do it yourself. So the first thing that I've had to do over these past few years of my life is just slow down. Just slow down and not be as frenetically busy as I have been over the years.
And I want to plus that, and then I got to get the break. But the plus would be this: we can slow down several times a day. Yes. So it's not just, it's like, you know, you go, and then you're feeling kind of heavier, a little stressed. You stop, you slow yes. down, you reconnect. Yes. Maybe you meditate or you pray, but you stop for a moment.
Yes.
And then you'll feel that sense of peace. You know, somebody told me that when you feel a sense of peace, that's the first time you realize that God is touching your life.
Yes.
So when you can feel that a consistent every day, your life can get better. Well, listen, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to dive into the missing link, because that is an important piece that all of us need to know during this coronavirus. So we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world, and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah, everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is Ken D. Foster, your host for Voices of Courage. Today, our show is called The Courage to Thrive Through the Coronavirus. And before I get to my guest, real quick, I want to let you know, if you're a woman entrepreneur, there's an organization called Women's Wisdom. You can find them at womenswisdom.net. They are hosting a special event coming up on April 9th, and they are bringing in authors and speakers to help women business owners pivot and take their businesses online. So if you're kind of worried what your business is going to look like after this, remember, resiliency, as we define it, is being able to come out stronger through this challenge, right? And you can do that if you get the right information and wisdom from the women that have been through this before. So check them out, womenswisdom.net. Again, you can register the event right there, womenswisdom.net. They're having a luncheon between 11 and 1 on April 9th. They want you to join them. They're going to bring in the speakers that will help you to really transform your business. All right, I want to get back to my guest. His name is Sam Hunter. He's written an amazing book called The Missing Link. Sam, let's take a deep dive into the book. First of all, why did you write it?
Well, I wrote it out of my own personal experience, Ken, quite frankly. I read the scriptures and I see the promises. I mean, Jesus himself said, you'll be better off with the Holy Spirit than you will be with me. And then in Acts 1, he says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And then Paul writes about a divine power to demolish strongholds. And I see that. And yet I look around and I didn't see myself living with that power, even though I was trying to be a good Christian, so to speak. And I look around and I see so many people who would call themselves Christians that are just trying to get through life. And there's no real joy and there's no real positive energy. And I thought, you know, that's got to be what's missing. And back in 2004, when we started this men's ministry, 721 Ministries, we started in 2004. By 2007, I was getting burned out. And I had to step back and say, you know, I'm doing all this in my own power. And I can crank out some good lessons and some good discussions. But quite frankly, I cannot thrive by just doing this in my own power. And so in the book, The Missing Link, we take Peter and the other disciples, and we follow them as they, after Jesus leaves and returns to heaven, and depending on where you are and your religious beliefs, I at least go along with what we're saying, because I'm just following what I see in the scriptures, so you can follow the story. How do they figure out how to live with this new Holy Spirit? What does it look like? And so the subtitle is Your Journey with Peter, Learning to Live with Holy Spirit Power Instead of Self Power. Because I can tell you, Ken, Sam operated most of my life in self power. And I was a nice man trying to do the best I could for everybody, but self power will burn you out. And there's a different power out there that you can lean into and learn how to appropriate. And of course, as we said in the earlier segment, it does mean slowing down, but there is a link to this power that we have missed, and it is the Holy Spirit.
And I love that. And you mentioned one thing I want to mention to my audience. You know, this is a time where if you hear something that feels a little uncomfortable to you, I want you to lean into that right now. Because listen, if you stay in your comfort zone, it's going to get more painful for you. But if you lean into what's uncomfortable for you right now, you're going to learn something new. You're going to have somebody else's point of view. You might be able to find out for yourself ways to live in that empower you in greater ways if you just lean into it a little bit. And I want you to lean into our discussion right now about the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to ask you, Sam, does the Holy Spirit live within each person, or is that something that's external to us?
Okay, well, now I'm going to get into just a little touch of theology here. And again, this may offend some people. And as you said, leaning into new things, you know, I do read scriptures, I do follow Jesus, but I also enjoy reading New Age philosophy. I enjoy reading other religions, and I pull pieces out of those because they can all contribute positive things to your life. My focus is on Jesus and being a Christian, but I enjoy hearing other things. So I would encourage anyone who's going, wait a minute, what's he talking about, this Holy Spirit? Is that the Holy Ghost that they may have heard? And so theologically, when you come into a relationship with your Heavenly Father through Jesus, the Holy Spirit indwells you. You know, we have this concept of the Trinity, the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God the Father set it up so that Jesus would come down, walk on this earth, show us how to live, and then, as a Christian would say, pay the price for our sins. But then he went back to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit down to those who would put their trust in Jesus. And if any of your audience was listening and they said, I don't like that, he's starting to sound like one of those crazy Christians, I would just encourage you to get to know Jesus, because everybody that got to know him liked him. Only those who had an agenda against him didn't like him. He will end up being your best friend. He sends the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, this technical term, indwells you. And so you have the Holy Spirit when you're a follower of Jesus, but it turns out that you must then learn how to lean into it and access that power by the way you live your life.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I love that. And here's the thing, it might feel a little uncomfortable. You know what? But the thing is, for some, but we're just taught, we're discerning a way for you to step into that power, that presence, that energy that is there waiting for you to embrace. And if we, you know, from my point of view, I'm a little more metaphysical than my guests, but from my point of view, if we embrace that and with full wholehearted, what happens is we have a life transformation. Yeah. And with that transformation, we get to tune in to, as my guest is calling, the Holy Spirit. I might call it the superconscious mind, but it's all coming from God. I don't care what we talk about, how we talk about it, how we language it. It's coming from a greater power, a higher power than what, yes, what we can do on our own. The ego can only take you so far, man. Yes. Tell me about what are people saying they're learning about the missing link? Like, what are they learning that's transforming their life in about the book?
Well, and I do get the same comments over and over and over. Let me say one thing before I answer that question. One of my favorite things to do is to go to an AA meeting. You mentioned a higher power. I don't have a problem, yeah, with alcohol, but I enjoy going with some of the men who do. And there, that's what I wish the church looked like today, an AA meeting, where everybody comes in and says, hey, I'm an alcoholic. I'm a sinner, and I'm no better than anybody in here, and I need a higher power. So whatever your audience would feel comfortable with, an energy level, an energy source, just open up to it. And because, you know, if you're watching today, you know that there's something missing in your life. You know that. We all do. I mean, everyone gets to a point in their life where they say there's something missing and I want more in life. And I would say this is, if you lean into that energy source, you'll find what's missing. What I hear people saying about the book is, first off, that they enjoy the fact that I wrote it as what I call a travel narrative. It's a conversational walk through the 30 years that Peter and the other disciples spent, and we follow the book of Acts, and as they tried to figure out what it looked like to live with the power of the Holy Spirit. And what I get from most readers is, Sam, through your conversational narratives that you set up, I was able to get a more of an experience of who this Holy Spirit is, this energy source that we call Holy Spirit power, energy, clarity, and creativity. Energy, clarity, and creativity. And we all want that. We all need that. Mm-hmm. And they say, I've heard about the Trinity. I've heard about the Holy Spirit. Maybe I heard it was the Holy Ghost, which is kind of a weird thing to hear. But I never understood what it would look like in the details of your life, how in a day in and day out, as you said, Ken, we could pause throughout the day, take a deep breath, reconnect with what's most important. And so through the book, as you read along and Peter gets into conversations with John and with Thomas and with Matthew, the different disciples, then he gets into conversations with Paul, and they flesh out amongst themselves what these ideas that are coming to them. And it's just so helpful. And what the people tell me, my friends and other folks that I get emails from, they say, this has just been so helpful to make this more accessible, more understandable.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love it. Tell people where we can get the book, My Kindred Soul Spirit. I just love this conversation. I could go on forever with you because I really feel like we're kindred spirits here.
Where do they get the Missing Link, you could get it on our website, puttinggreenblog.com.
Oh, let's spell that out.
All right. So it's like putting, P-U-T-T-I-N-G, green, G-R-E-E-N, blog.com. puttinggreenblog.com. The golfers will be able to pick up on that real quickly. We got a Kindle version. We got a heart. We got a paperback version. And you can get it at Amazon. So it's The Missing Link by Sam Hunter. Puttinggreenblog.com, Kindle version, and also Amazon.
That's so great. Wow, it's been a great show. Sam, I hope you come back and join us again. I really mean that from my heart. This is a great discussion. And, I've heard a lot of people be able to speak about Christ. And in the ways they do, sometimes it feels a little judgmental. You feel very open and understanding. And here's the thing. Our show is all about bringing people that have wisdom.
Yes.
I love your wisdom. I love your wisdom.
Thank you, Cam.
Thanks so much. All right. That's the show wrap. And by the way, my book, you can pre-order that also at CourageToChange.us. CourageToChange.us, my new book called The Courage to Change Everything. We need that now. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So please follow us on Twitter and on Facebook and on Instagram. And send your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. And what else do I want to say? I think that's it. You can find our replays on voicesofcourage.us too. Have an incredibly blessed week. And find somebody you can go out and put a smile on their face.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This